From the palatial Pride 48 studios, high atop the interwebs, it's time for DI Plus to come streaming at you through something. I already fucked it up. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time it may be where you are, we're happy you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Clone a Willy. There is no woman, or man for that matter, who shouldn't have a clone of their favorite cock. Go over to cloneawilly.com and enter the special promo code DI Plus for your free Clone a Willy. Welcome to DI Plus. My name is Adam Burns, as you probably have guessed from the fuck up earlier, and I'm joined not by the illustrious Daniel Brewer, but I am joined from the Clone a Willy free state of California by Mr. Wesley Pythagoras Stone. Good afternoon.
Hi. I'm rocking out here.
You're rocking out with your cock out?
To your squealy, yes, to your squealy guitars. Oh, yeah. That's so much better because I can't hear you over the music. I was just reading your lips while you were doing that.
I don't know. I don't know how he probably does some special magic to keep the music and the voice specially levelated for all the people listening. But
he's
whenever
magical.
I don't think you can do that on the Google Plus. So I think anybody who's listening on the Pride 48 stream, because the streamer thing doesn't levelate, but Google levelates all the audio going through Google Plus.
Technology, right?
So when you do the music, it automatically levelates the music and the voice together. And so anytime you play music, the video just fucks it all up. But I think the audio stream should sound okay. I don't know. Okay, anyway, good. Daniel is out on assignment today. I don't know how much information he wanted to give, but he had to go to Florida. He's visiting family. So Wes is gonna join us. Now, we have a hard stop, I've heard. So we're going to try to cut this show down just a little bit. Because apparently you have a very busy social life. Is that the case?
It's true. And you know what? Can I just tell you what my plans were supposed to be this morning and how they fell through?
Yes, please.
I was going to go to a friend's party. See, there's a thing called City Fest that's going on in Hillcrest today. It's kind of like a mini Pride, but it's a street fair and they have bands and stuff and vendors and things. And so a friend had planned a party at his place starting at 11 o'clock this morning. And what I was going to do is go to his place at 11, stay there for an hour, come back here, record, and then go back out to the party again, and then go out to the street fest and stuff. But my next door neighbor was doing some renovating today, and he knocked on the door just before 9 o'clock, and he said, "Well, is it okay if I turn off the water because I need to install something?" I said, "Yeah, but how long is it going to be off for?" He said, "Half an hour." I said, "Yeah, fine, sure, no problem." Half an hour was like 2 hours, and so the water wasn't back on until 11 o'clock. So I didn't get a chance to go to my party originally. So Well, it's an early drinking party, I guess.
Wait, what? Tell me again what time this party was supposed to start?
11.
11. Okay.
A.M. Well, Pacific in the morning.
Let's see. 11. So that's 1. So you were going to literally just run over there, stay for like an hour, run back home.
Yep.
Wow.
Record. Because I'm a dedicated, you know, friend to help you out here and then go back out.
Well, that is actually, you could either say you're a dedicated friend or you're a big time partier and you just couldn't miss
one of your parties. Oh, I thought you were
going to say
big time loser.
No. I was going to say you couldn't miss one party to record for the loyal listeners of
exactly.
The Pride 48 network. You had to, you know, you have to cut it down and you have to. So your long locks of hair. That
yes.
I see. I haven't seen you. I mean, I've heard people talk about your luxurious locks,
greasy hair, my flowing greasy hair.
I swear to God, I'm thinking of like what am I thinking of?
You called me Fabio earlier.
Yeah, it needs
Fabio.
To be a little bit longer.
I can't believe it's not butter. Now, for the people at home watching on their video, can you tell me what temperature it says here in San Diego?
It says it's 90 degrees there in beautiful San Diego.
That's correct. And I can tell you that it's 80 degrees inside here.
Well,
what do you
okay.
think of that?
So since you brought that up, I just want to mention, go ahead and give the update First of all, what is up with everyone telling me that I'm supposed to be able to live in my apartment in 110 degree weather or whatever the case
may be? Is that how much it is today?
I don't know. No, it is actually cooler today. You know, the thing is, I just want to say, they still haven't fixed it.
What?
So I get, okay.
I would demand a new air conditioner.
we are on day, let's see, today would be like day 22. Now, I'm only pulling that number out of my rectum because I can't do math and do a show at the same time. But I know it's around day 21, 22-ish. So on Thursday, I was told that he was working on it. So I had put this on Twitter, but I hadn't mentioned it on the show. I don't think. Maybe I don't remember, but I'm going to say it again because it's absolutely ridiculous. I get an email on Monday of this last week. And it says, it's from my manager because she only is communicating with me via email now. And it says that...
Right, she doesn't want to talk to you face to face.
Right, exactly.
Ear to ear.
I don't know what the deal is. Anyway, she says, we are so sorry to let you know, but the maintenance man has had to go home with heat exhaustion. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Here's what I recommend you do. You call your own repairman, they fix it, and you send them the bill. Maybe you should call them and suggest that and see what happens.
Well, I have thought about that. So basically they told me that. Then Wednesday he was supposed to be back because for some reason they knew on Monday that heat exhaustion was going to take exactly 2 days to get better.
To recover from. Oh, I see. You said, what about my heat exhaustion?
Right. So, and they knew that I was staying somewhere else. But so anyway, and then on Wednesday, he couldn't start until, I don't know, some weird time in the afternoon because his car had broken down. He gave me all these excuses why he couldn't start until after lunch, other than probably sleeping in or whatever. And so then on Wednesday, I go and he says, I don't remember whether it was Wednesday or Thursday, but anyway, one day this week I go and he's supposed to be working on it. And he has left keys in my door for the second time in a row in the past 3 weeks, just left keys dangling in my door. Anybody could, you know, just wander in. I have thousands of dollars. Well, not thousands, but I have, you know, a good $1,500, $2,000 worth of equipment in the studio alone.
Right.
You know, TVs, all this kind of stuff. Anybody could walk in. So there's the first thing. He's nowhere to be found. I finally found him at the office, you know, getting onto his golf cart. And I corner him and I'm like, you know, hey, by the way, you left keys. Are you working on it? And he's like, oh, yeah. And he gives me the sob story about his car. And I got to go pick up my car and I'll be right back. Oh, but geez. I'm going to work on it tonight until I'm done.
Right.
He promises it will be fixed tonight. That was Thursday. Anyway, so I email the manager on Friday and I say, I just wanted to confirm because I have not been able to go back because my car was also in the shop at the same time, whether or not the AC is fixed. And she says, yes, it is fixed. Absolutely. Everything is done.
Lies.
We're going to calculate your prorated rent and we're going to give that to you on a gift card because that's what they had agreed to do. And I'm like, great, fabulous. So Mark and I we were doing some stuff, so I couldn't get back over there until Friday night. So we went out to dinner and everything. And then I was so happy. My car top has now been fixed. Yay. I had my car back. I thought my AC's fixed. Fabulous. Everything is fixed. Everything is going great.
Right.
And we get there. We open up the door and it's fucking like 90 degrees in there.
Right.
Now, it was at that point, there's kind of a cool spell going on the past few days here. So it was 78 degrees outside. It was 90 degrees in my apartment.
How is that possible? What, were you storing up heat in there?
I don't know. Not only does my you know, AC not work, it actually does the opposite.
It's now a heater. We fixed it. It's now a heater for you.
Right, exactly. So
it's cooling the outside.
I don't know what I'm going to do. So I called and ranted to the answering service because at this point, you know, it's too late to talk to anyone.
If this is an emergency, please hang up and dial.
And I was telling them everything I could possibly think of. I'm like, I need to get out of my contract. If they don't get this fixed, like today, I just need out of my lease. I was like, this is ridiculous. I was telling them how many days it had been, stuff they didn't even care about.
Right.
And I'm like,
they'll get it fixed by September.
Right. I'm like, I need a call back tonight. And she's like, okay, we'll get a hold of the manager. No problem. She calls me back like 45 minutes later and says, the manager wanted me to convey to you her sincerest apologies. She will have someone out there ASAP to work on your air conditioning. Well, ladies and gentlemen, today is Sunday.
Not only,
this was Friday night. Not only did I not get any calls from anyone giving me any reports Friday night, Saturday, or this morning, but when I came in here to record, guess what? It's still 10 degrees hotter in here than it is outside. No note from the maintenance man. No nothing. So
it's time to vote with your dollars and not pay them anything.
You know, I need Maddie at this point.
No, here's what you need. You need to tell them that there's old women and children in your apartment and that they're sick and dying and they need air conditioning.
Well, my dog already died. I mean, it wasn't, of course, that wasn't their fault. She wasn't here. But and I'm sorry, chat room. I suck at multitasking. And for me to kind of run the show and respond is going to be a little bit difficult. But I do see I did see a question about celebrity death phone calls. We have a hard hour cutoff. And so I'm going to forego. We do have a lot of calls, but we're going to do those next week when Daniel's back and we have a little bit more time. So I just wanted to answer that question. And I'm not going to take off my shirt. Another side effect of me not being able to stay here is that I haven't been able to shave in the past 22 days. So I'm a hairy...
That's how much facial growth you have in 22 days?
No. Not my face, my body.
Oh.
So I'm not going to show breasts and things of that nature without having shaved.
You know, some people like a hairy body.
Well, some people do, and that's fine. So anyway, what have you been up to lately? Because I just spent like, I don't know, a good 15 minutes talking about my AC. So other than your party, how are the any Stompersons updates or, you know?
Well, the Stompersons are still the Stompersons, and nothing has really changed there. I passed another milestone in my life on Thursday. It was my birthday. I'm now 36 years old.
Well, happy birthday. And I should have, you know what? I should have remembered that from last week and like started off the show by saying, you know, I'm joined by the birthday boy and look at me. I suck.
The old man,
you know,
Mr. Stone.
One consolation prize for me is that you'll always be older than me.
Thank you. So, yes, it's been a lot of eating this past weekend because of people wanting to take me out to birthday dinners and stuff and birthday lunches and cake. There was cake. So, yes, I'm sure that I put back any of the weight that I was trying to take off for Pride 48. And now my diet's ruined.
I'm 13 pounds heavier than I was last year at Pride 48 time. And every day that passes, I'm like, okay, I've now got 30. Now, I don't even know how many days it is, but every day I'm like counting backwards. Okay, now I'm going to start my diet tomorrow.
And well, now you have, I think, 32 days to starve yourself.
So,
thin.
Like, I've got to starve. I'm going to go on some kind of liquid fast. The only problem is I've really been doing good gaining muscle on my weightlifting.
Uh-huh.
And I'm afraid now to lower my calories because I'm afraid I'll lose muscle.
It's possible.
It's a real conundrum.
You have to measure with calipers instead of by the scale.
Maybe.
Need to start pinching you.
Yeah, but I know my pants aren't fitting the way they should. My pants.
Oh, pants.
So I know I still have some fat to lose.
Hmm.
So anyway, so I went to a wedding. And
yes.
We have had this whole controversy over Chick-fil-A.
You got married at a Chick-fil-A?
I have had all this controversy over Chick-fil-A.
Right.
Because everyone hates me because I eat at Chick-fil-A.
I like Chick-fil-A and I was eating there before, but I have stopped. I haven't been there in months, but.
Well, I didn't stop. I know.
Blasphemer.
I know. But no, listen, it's one of my addictions. Those chicken minis for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like, I don't know. But anyway, regardless. So yesterday, my parents, I'm not really out to my parents or my family, and I was going to a wedding, and they wanted to go to Chick-fil-A. So my excuse, Joey called me right in the middle of me standing in Chick-fil-A, and I didn't even think about it. And I'm like, oh, I need to go really quick because I'm in Chick-fil-A. And he's like, blasphemer, or, you know, something. I don't know what he said. I said, it's all my parents' fault. They wanted to go here. you know, it's not mine. But, you know, I started thinking about it. I thought, man, I'm eating at this place that's not supportive of me. And I'm going to a wedding where straight people are getting married, and it's something that I can't do. So this whole day is like a big gay bashing fest. You know, start out with Chick-fil-A and then that go to a straight wedding.
Okay.
You know, I put this on Twitter or on Facebook, but this was a really good idea, though. For any of you who are getting married or in states where either if you're straight or if you're in a state where you can have a gay marriage, my cousin had his wedding on a riverboat. It was the most fun wedding I have ever been to in my life. They had the wedding on top of the boat. And so you get to see the view of the river and like all the everything. It was really nice outside. And then after the ceremony was over, we all went inside and they actually took off. And you take like an hour and a half, 2 hour river cruise.
Was there gambling?
No, there was no gambling, but they did a dinner and dancing, had a DJ, there was a bar, all that kind of stuff. And it was just a lot of fun. But the name of the boat is the Arkansas Queen.
Okay.
So they had these like
so
big,
they dubbed you the Arkansas Queen
well,
as well.
No, because again, I'm not out to my family, but I took a picture of one of these like frozen drink glasses that they had on sale, and it says Arkansas Queen on it. And I posted it on Facebook and said, does this glass resemble me at all? So, you know, maybe that needs to be my new, you know, slug line or whatever, you know, Adam, the Arkansas Queen.
That's right. Well, you know, that's a pretty good idea to have a wedding reception on the riverboat, because that means that nobody can leave until after the money dance is over.
Right.
Do they do the money dance there?
No, we didn't. Explain the money dance is.
So I don't know if it's also the chicken dance or if they choose a different song. Have you heard of the chicken dance? So the money dance is where the bride is out there and she's dancing with people and they come up and they pin cash money to her dress. So it's kind of like a little extra gift and people pin lots of money to her dress throughout the dance. So, you know, if people aren't allowed to leave, then they feel more obligated to go up and dance and give her cash. So did they do that? No?
No, we did not. We did not have any sort of money exchanged. Although at the end of the... I was looking at the chat room again. I can't even glance at the chat room and remember what I was going to say, just so everyone knows. But no, we ate. It was a dinner. And this boat, they have both a reserved area for us, and then they have a secondary deck with like just regular people, and they serve dinner on both of those. Well, we didn't, because the dinner was paid for. It was everything was included in the wedding, and we didn't even think about it. But at the end of the thing, they were like, and please be sure to tip your wait staff and blah blah blah, you know. And everybody's like scrambling around seeing
what?
If they have money.
I've never been asked to tip at a wedding.
Well, I mean, the wedding party didn't ask, but like the cruise, like the river cruise person who was, you know, kind of coordinating everything was saying that.
Tight screws.
And I don't know if Daniel Brewer can hear me, but I changed the bitrate to 64 for him. So.
Oh, no. Does that mean that we all sound like chipmunks in the chat room?
If anyone lost audio for a moment, you should have it back now. But it was a lot of fun. I took some good pictures and I danced the cha-cha song. Do you know what that is?
Well, I know what the cha-cha is. I mean, I guess there's many songs you could dance the cha-cha. How did the song go?
It's this rapper, and I you know, if I were hip and up on the times, of course, this is probably 10 years old at this point, like the Macarena, but it's one of those line dances, and he says, you know, back up now, y'all. He doesn't say it with a Southern accent. I don't know why I had to make my Southern accent even worse, but he says, now go to the right. Now go to the left. Now hop. And then he said, cha-cha now, y'all. And it's just like it's a line dance.
I'm not familiar with that song.
Yes, Mama Do says it's the cha-cha slide.
Ah, okay. She must have done that before.
Yeah. Well, anytime, I don't usually dance at functions like that. I will dance at a club if I've had some things to drink. But I don't usually dance at functions. And I only dance if it is a line dance. And it's got to be...
Only dance if it's line dance.
And it's got to be a version of the electric slide, because that is the only grapevine, electric slide, whatever you want to call it. You know, the one where you go right, left, back, and then you do this thing.
You really limit yourself, don't you? Yeah.
So, but, you know, it's basically... The only dance that I know, and I'm not so embarrassed, because any free form dancing, especially if you're dancing by yourself, you end up looking like that loser over in the corner, you know, so, you know, who's kind of dancing off to himself and, you know,
that
I don't
would be
know.
Daniel Brewer.
So anyway, I did that. It was fun though. I had a really good time. And, that was all for the wedding. Did you do anything? Did you have any, like one specific big bash for your birthday, or was it just several small things?
I had a couple of small things, but then the one big one was last night. It was at this urban pizza, coal fire pizza restaurant in North Park, and there was about 22 people there, and so many people that they couldn't seat us all at one table. I kind of hate that. Then you can't talk to people because they're all over at the other table. So, but
do you guys in California not pull tables together?
Well, if we pulled it together, it would probably have blocked the whole section so people couldn't get around.
That's okay. Yeah. Just be those rude people who are having a birthday party and just block everything, pull all the tables together.
I know, we should.
Did they sing happy birthday to you?
No, they didn't. I guess they didn't really want to sing. So, well, the restaurant didn't know what the function was. I just told them, oh, it's 22 people. But I got a bottle of booze. And I got a card with a Princess Barbie on the front of it, because I guess I'm the Princess Barbie. So that was pretty much it. After that, a couple of us went over to Martini's Above Fourth to get a drink, and I was home by 10:30. Kind of lame, huh?
No, I don't think it's lame. Actually, Mark goes to bed really early for me. And what? So, okay. And I've been practically living. I mean, I have been living with him for 22 days. And so I've been starting to go to bed earlier and earlier because apparently no one likes the fact that I fall asleep on the couch. When I'm over at my parents' house and I fall asleep on the couch, and my mom always comes in late at night and she's like, honey, that can't be comfortable. Why don't you go get in the bed? And then when I was with Maddie, he would always be like, why don't you just come to bed, bitch? You know,
oh,
or whatever.
There you go.
And then, you know, now Mark, after about 4 days of staying with him and me falling asleep on the couch till 2 or 3 in the morning, he said, I never get to see you at night when I go to bed and you're falling as anyway. It's like, oh my God, I can't.
Well, what time does he go to bed? What time do you fall asleep on the couch?
Well, he goes to bed about 11 and I don't like to.
That's not early.
I'm a baby and I don't like to go to bed. So even if I do, there's something about if I'm on the couch, I feel like I'm not in bed because I'm not. So I'm on the couch with the TV on with every intention of staying awake and watching said TV. But I always end up falling asleep.
Well, aren't you exhausted the next day because you didn't really get sleep?
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, maybe I'm just in a constant state of exhaustion. I don't know. But anyway, he doesn't like it either. So I've been having to. But one thing I did notice that you said, you're not a loser for going home at 10:30.
Okay,
I'll give you
Thank
that.
You.
I will not call you a loser for that. You threw your own birthday party?
I know. That's what people have to do. Like, if you want to do anything, nobody else is going to do it for you. So yes, you have to plan your own birthday party.
I don't know. See, I think I would just do nothing if I had to plan. I mean, if nobody.
That's what I've done for years is nothing because I never planned it.
Well, I don't know. Because if nobody. Of course, I've never been one to want a big party anyway. Usually it's like out to dinner with whoever the current boyfriend is, or, mm-hmm. you know, out to dinner with parents or something like that. I don't usually have big parties because I'm not really a big party person anyway. So I wouldn't know. But that's the only thing that rang out to me was throwing. So when I called to make my own reservation for my own birthday party, you know, I told them when I called the Walmart to tell them exactly how to get the spelling right on my birthday cake, you know, when I ordered my own present on Amazon.com to have delivered on my birthday.
And you have the card and the paper wrapped around the
right,
gift.
Exactly. Then you know, it comes in, and you're like, oh, look. I'm so surprised.
I'm not against buying yourself a gift on your birthday. I think that it's kind of nice. You're like, well, you know, there's always something that you want. And aren't you kind of like that? There's something that you want, but you're like, no, I shouldn't buy it because it's too much money. I should save money. So I kind of like, well, I think on your birthday, you should buy at least one thing that you've been wanting for a long time.
Okay. My issue on birthdays is this. I'm at that age where...
age would that be?
I'm 33. I'm at that age where I make enough money now that if I want something and it's within my budget, I just buy it.
Okay.
So when it comes to birthdays and people are asking you what you want, all those items that were lower priced that you would feel comfortable telling people that you want, like your parents or, you know, whoever the case may be, a boyfriend that's not, you know, a longtime boyfriend or whatever.
Right.
But anything that you would tell them that you would feel comfortable, you know, under that $100 limit or, you know, whatever the case may be, depending on how close the person is to you, I've already bought. So it's like, how do you, because like right now, my birthday is on the 17th. Hint, hint, listeners. My birthday is on the 17th, which is this coming Friday for those of you who want to mark it on your calendar. And basically, Mark wants to know what I want. And I have no idea. First of all, how do I say to him, well, what's your budget? You know, I mean, but I can't just throw out something like, you know, I don't need a microphone, but just for example, a new microphone or, you know, some technology thing that's going to be expensive because I don't know how much he wants to spend.
Here's what I recommend you tell him. You ask him to make you a batch of moist, chewy cookies.
Right. Exactly.
Or get some sort of sex toy. Sex paraphernalia.
Sex is a weird topic with him because he proclaims to not be very sexual, and yet he's not a prude, really.
So, but how about it's edible panties?
It's kind of this weird line. Like he... Well, I don't want to get too graphic, but I mean, there are just things that he won't do that most normal people would think were fine, you know, in bed. And then there are other times when he'll say something like, oh, it's fine for you to go out and have sex with other people as long as you're safe. Not coming right out and saying it. We don't have an open relationship, but he just acts like it totally wouldn't make him jealous at all. So, you know, I have no idea. I would love a real touch that, Peter G. Thank you. If you're going to buy that for me, I will definitely give you my address.
Are you a diabetic? Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, I'm not a diabetic.
Real touch changes everything. Oh, you don't get it. You didn't get that, did you?
Is that an age thing?
It's a one touch. It's called one touch. It's a diabetic test monitor.
Oh, and the other thing is I don't have my Amazon wish list is consists of Sunny Patch Friends books, which is a book. They're books of it's this cartoon, this for small children, Bugs, and it wasn't for me. It was for my niece, and I was trying to remind myself what I wanted to get her for Christmas last year.
A likely story.
And the other thing on there is a porcelain or ceramic nightlight in the shape of a hummingbird getting nectar out of a flower.
You're either a child or an old lady. I can't tell.
Which that was a present for my grandma for last Christmas. So I don't have any. So really, Mark told me, please put some stuff that are actually for you on your Amazon wish list so that I can look on that and get an idea. So tonight.
So wait a minute. So does the Amazon, like after you've added those things to your wish list, does it give you suggestions? Here's something else you might like. The Berenstain Bears or, I don't know, a hot water bottle.
Well, you know, it really confuses them, right? It's like, right. Do I make a suggestion for like a new stroller or do I make a suggestion for Depends? You know, which is it? Well, I left something in the other room, so I want to go grab something really quick. So, I don't know, tell a story or something.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Bedtime story or something. It'll just take me literally like 30 seconds.
Okay. What can I tell you? Oh, I can tell you that my friends, they took me out to dinner on Friday night, and they gave me, this is really disgusting, so if you don't like bathroom talks, you know, might want to pull your earbuds out for a second. So, they gave me a huge blue cupcake. The icing was blue on the cupcake and we all split it. And I said to them, is this going to turn up blue in like a day? And sure enough, that blue icing, it really, you know, everything comes out blue. It looked like I ate a Smurf.
You know, coming back and hearing everything comes out blue is like the first thing I heard. Well, I know that when you eat blue icing, your tongue turns blue.
Yeah, my tongue turned blue. And then my poo turned blue.
What? Really?
I said that, Yes, it was, well, okay, it wasn't blue, but it was grass green.
did you take a picture of it?
No. Why would I do that?
So wait, why does blue icing make your poo turn green?
I guess as it sort of, you know, dissolved in the system, it just turned everything blue green.
There's got to be some kind of fucked up color chart out there somewhere that says if you eat this, your shit will be this color. You know, mix this food together to get a lovely fuchsia poo.
Right. maybe we could develop something.
Maybe we should.
I know that my sister, back when she was a little bit younger, I mean, this is probably in her late 20s, she and her then husband, they were dying Easter eggs, and they both swallowed one of those tablets to see what would happen. And she said that nothing actually happened.
Well, I know. So. The only thing I know about poo is red is okay. Mm-hmm. Green is okay. Blue is okay. Black is not okay.
Right. Get to the doctor. And white apparently is like deathly ill.
And I read somewhere because I've told this a million times, but I'm just going to say it again. I read somewhere that floating poo is a bad sign. But I have floaty poo. I mean, for years.
I don't know what to tell you about that.
I could be dying. In fact, I heard it was like a sign of like pancreatic cancer, one of those really bad ones. But if I've had pancreatic cancer for like the past 15 years, I should have been dead like 5 times.
I have been accused of being a doctor, but none of my medical training has prepared me to solve the riddle of floating poo. All I can recommend is that you try a Gold Bond medicated powder.
Well, I have heard that you like to give that out to people.
Right.
Oh, explain to me what Gold Bond is for.
Well, it's body powder, but it's also foot powder. I mean, there's different varieties. And so if you put it in your shoes, it's to absorb the moisture and keep your feet cool. There's other body powder, which essentially does the same thing. So if you have like a rash or something, it keeps the skin dry and so you don't have moisture.
But what's the medication? So it's different than just using like baby powder.
The medication is that it has menthol in it. So it gives you a cool tingle, especially on your nards.
So couldn't I just rub some like menthol chapstick on my balls or something?
You could, but you might not like the results. It might burn.
Oh, I don't know. So I'm going to skip the very last thing on my list. I don't even know if you, I sent you a Trello invite, but I don't know if
I'm
you,
on it here. I'm on it. Yeah.
But I wanted to show something that I got in the mail this week.
Okay.
And this is related to our sponsor for the day. So if anyone watching the video, they can see my box here.
I'm very curious about this. I want to win this.
So I got in for Pride 48 a long time ago on the Adam and Maddie show. We had done a segment where we got this product and called Clone a Willy. And we wanted to actually make a video of he and I cloning our willies, which we did. But I thought for Pride 48, I was looking for little freebies that we could do either for the raffle or, for whatever. And although Daniel has confiscated at least a couple of these for us to give out on DI Plus, apparently. But I got in my kits.
That's a big tube.
they come with, well, you know, it's true story. The tube was almost not large enough for Maddie.
Oh, my Lord.
So he had problems. We had to try 2 or 3 times because his penis kept hitting the edge of the tube, which doesn't.
Well, he didn't have to shove it all the way in, did he?
No. His the sides, it would hit the sides of the tube.
Oh, he's too girthy.
The thickness. Yeah. Well, it almost went all the way to the. It almost went all the way to the end as well.
How long is that tube? Measure that tube. I demand you measure that tube.
Oh, shit. Hold on.
Well, at least eyeball it then.
So anyway, so this is the tube here for those of you watching the video. And for those of you not, you can get the video over at YouTube.
That looks like it's at least 1 foot long.
So I don't have any measuring apparatus here. So it comes with a DVD. That gives you instructions and it's blown out so you can't see. But anyway, it actually has a couple of porn stars on there. And I believe you do see the penis of the guy if you want some kind of not really all that great porn, but you can watch a guy sticking his penis into a Clone a Willy tube. And anyway, so this tube that it comes packaged in is the actual one that you use. So you melt this stuff and you pour it down into the tube. You get hard. You stick it in and leave it for a certain amount of time. You pull it off. And then you have this other stuff that you pour in and it makes a replica of your penis. I will say, staying hard and doing all this at the same time, very difficult.
Right.
You need to be watching
porn constantly, right?
No, there are intricate instructions with this thing. You have to do everything for a certain number of seconds to get it to set properly. And, you know, your dick can't touch the sides and you got to, all this stuff you got to do. So my suggestion would be if you win this little thing or you're given this kit at Pride 48, have a helper who does all of the stuff. All you need to do is lay there and stay hard.
By stuff, you mean they're tickling your balls for you
and covering your hole. I mean, they need to be doing the melting of things, the pouring things in the tube, all of that technical stuff while you're focusing on keeping the hardest erection you can. Because keep in mind, this is going to be a permanent replica of whatever you shove in there.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to be your hardest, girthiest you can possibly be.
Right. Yes.
But... it comes in jet black. This copy is jet black, this version. So if you want a jet black penis dildo, and we also have a light skin tone kit as well.
I see. All right.
Well. So there you go. That is the Clone a Willy kit that maybe some of you lucky fans out there may win in Vegas.
There you go.
So speaking of Vegas, I don't have, this is the part where we're going to talk about Vegas, and I don't have any kind of intro for that, but I wanted to just briefly mention for anyone who hasn't made their reservations or who's interested, we are going to be streaming live with Pride 48 September 14th through the 16th, and we have, you know, I don't know the exact count, but it's remember everyone, this is a 48-hour event, and it is, I think we have about 41 or 42 shows now.
Okay.
So it is going to be, I mean, last year we did like half live and half reruns. This year we're only going to have like 3 or 4 hours of reruns per night at the rate we're going. And I think Arthur is even, you know, the logistical nightmare now of scheduling that many shows because who wants the 3 a.m. slot?
Scotty, I believe, does. Scotty in Australia. It's the perfect time for him.
You know, what does he do?
Is he in the chat room?
No, because I think he's working at this time or something like that. I don't know. Oh, so counting the opening and closing show, there are 41 shows currently. And if you want to get almost the most recent version, except for those who have not sent me album art yet, and you know who you are if you haven't, you can go over to pride48.com, click on the Vegas link, and then the participants link. And it'll give you a nice list of the ones that are participating and a link to their websites. So just keep that in mind. We do have a raffle as well. We're doing a Nexus 7, a Flesh Jack, a Big Fatty replica 12-inch doll, and a Donna Sugars replica 12-inch doll. So all of you need to go over to pride48.com and click on the donate link in order to sign up for that. There are instructions if you go under the raffle link. It gives you...
If somebody won the Clone a Willy and they won the Donna Sugars, they could essentially make a black replica of the Donna Sugars doll with that.
Maybe. I mean, you know, whatever turns you on is what I'm going to say. If you would like a black Donna Sugars, then do both. Oh, so let's do this.
Okay.
It's coming! It's coming!
And not in the good way.
Pride 48 2012 is coming to an internet near you. Live from fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada, the luxurious Luxor Resort, and cities around the globe, Pride 48 2012 will be streaming across the World Wide Web September 14th through the 16th. Join us online or in person. Stay at the Luxor and Excalibur Resorts and take advantage of our special discounts using our exclusive discount codes. For all this information and more, log on to pride48.com and be sure to mark September 14th through the 16th on your big gay calendar.
news.
Is that how I'm supposed to do it, Daniel? Is that right? Is that right?
The news.
The tanking economy may have been bad news for most, but for plus-sized women, the tough financial times may come with a perk. When men are stressed, they seem to be attracted to chubbier women, a new study shows. To look at the impact of stress on men's sexual performances, researchers from the University of Westminster in London, led by Varun Swamy, rounded up 81 young men whose ages ranged from 18 to 42, according to the report published today in PLOS One, PLOS One. Quote, our results showed that men who were stressed rated female body sizes at higher BMI categories as more attractive than their control group counterparts. The Swamy and his co-author concluded. That is, men in, quote, stressed condition rated women of normal weight, overweight, and partially at least obese BMI categories as more attractive than the control group. So who knew a tortured economy could bring the Rubenesque shape back into style? Well,
there you go. That must be why all the people in the South are... They love their large women because they're overstressed about something.
Well, you know, I know this is a gay relate. I don't know if this would ring true in the gay circles as much, but the thing that I thought about was when you're stressed, you like to eat, or at least a lot of people like to
Some
eat when
do.
They're stressed. And so I was thinking, you know, maybe you pick those more Rubenesque figures to be with because they also like to eat.
Possible.
You
want to have an eating buddy.
You know, yeah. You don't really want to have sex. You just want to eat. That's what I think. Yeah, there you go. Thank you. I was waiting for that. German beach volleyball player Katrine Holwick might be more internationally famous for the aquamarine lines of tape trailing down her midriff than her serves and spikes. But the 28-year-old Olympian isn't making a fashion statement. She's using the tape to alleviate pain and perform better, in theory anyway. Kinesiology tape, or kinesio tape for short, is a flexible cloth tape which athletic trainers apply on achy muscles to relieve pain or to encourage muscles to work more efficiently. People specifically trained to apply the tape place it over the muscles in precise ways. The tape exerts force on the muscles so they are more synchronized.
Yeah, my name is Katrina, and I can't do a German accent.
I try to pick more funny stories.
But it's just some kinky German sex thing. That's all it amounts to.
But the reason I chose this story is, have you been watching the Olympics?
I've actually caught very little of it. Now, they've been showing it at the bars, so anytime I've gone out to a bar, they have had it on, so I've seen stuff like, you know,
Year, there has been a proliferation, if that's the correct word, of especially the divers and swimmers. I've seen all this tape all over them, and I'm like, why the hell are they putting tape all over their bodies? It's like, you know, I had no idea. I mean, they just got like duct tape going from, and it's not even like holding anything on or anything like that. It's just in random spots. Like they'll just have a piece of tape on their shoulder blade or something.
It's all voodoo anyways.
You know,
it's like having a piece of toilet paper attached to your shoe and nobody told them that they had it on them.
Or over their butt crack or something.
You know? Now, taping somebody's butt cheeks, that was a gag in The Breakfast Club. Does anyone else remember that? Supposedly they held some nerd and they taped his butt cheeks, or they said they did. It was a joke in the movie. Does this ring a bell, Adam?
No.
Or is it just me? Okay,
no.
Great. Thanks.
But
thanks.
I'm sure you were, wah, 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 wah. I can't do that. Did much better. So swimmer Ryan Lochte is going home with 5 Olympic medals, but it's what he left behind in the pool in London.
Gross.
That has made some joking headlines as the Olympics wind down. Lochte was in the spotlight a week ago when he admitted to Today's special correspondent, Ryan Seacrest, that he occasionally pees in the pool.
Disgusting. He must be a child.
Then came a Funny or Die parody video where he took the peeing theme to hilarious heights. So he made a video of this. The British Prime Minister is not very happy about this, apparently. He said, it's not okay to pee in the pool.
And that's exactly the way he said it, by the way. Lochte has certainly stood by his right to relieve himself in the water. When comedian Will Ferrell called him and asked him to make the video, he jumped at the opportunity. He says, the way I see it,
he wet himself with excitement.
Right. The pool is the biggest, most expensive toilet, and it's all mine. That's the only time I allow myself to pee. Animals, they mark their territory. I pee in the pool. That's my territory.
Would you want to swim in the water after Ryan Lochte had peed in the pool?
He's pretty hot.
Would you drink his bath water?
Well, that is a separate show. That's disgusting, Wes. That is horrible. I can't believe you would even... I can't right. believe you would say that. Anyway.
Yes.
I cannot believe it. You're hideous. Hideous. Right.
Yes.
I guess he fades this out.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, oh, look, the music doesn't stop on its own. All right. So birthday.
Now, did you have to go to iTunes and just play that on there? Or do you not have that song downloaded
okay,
yet?
So, you know, quickly, I will say that I went and bought it. But then I realized that the way that he chooses his... so if you play the song from the beginning, it does not start there.
So it has to be played at a certain...
Those of you who think that Daniel has these magical cuts where he's gone in and edited these pieces to exactly be where he... No. You know where they are? Exactly where Amazon decides to start it when you do the preview. So I bought the song, and then I had to go back and use the preview so I didn't have to do editing on the song. Anyway, so here we go. The first one is two actors.
Oh, dear. I'm not very good at this, but... Okay, it's X-Files. And I can tell you who it is because I share a birthday with this actress. It's Gillian or Gillian Anderson.
Well, there are two.
Okay.
There are two birthdays related to this one. But yes, one of them is Gillian Anderson.
Gillian, is that how you say it?
Yes, okay. It's Gillian.
Then the other one must be Fox Mulder, but I don't remember his birthday being around this time. What is his name?
His name?
I think he likes to pee in the pool. He has a sex addiction. What is his name? I can't remember it. I'm sorry. I'm bad at names. Isn't it good enough that I got Gillian Anderson? Stop berating me.
I'm not even talking. You're berating yourself, I think. So Gillian Anderson, and Fox Mulder's name is David Duchovny.
That's it, yes.
Gillian Anderson is 44, and okay. David Duchovny is 52 okay. years old. So look, you got your first one partially right.
Yes, I'm just as good as Daniel.
Just as good as Daniel. Okay, here we go. Here is our next one.
Here's the story.
Oh my God, well there's 9 choices here. It's obviously it's the Brady Bunch.
It is the Brady Bunch.
Jesus, Mises. Okay, if I just take a shot in the dark, will you give me a hint if I'm wrong?
Yes.
Is it Eve Plum?
No, but it is a girl.
Oh, it's a girl. Okay. Cindy or Marcia, or it could have been the mother, or it could have been Alice, Ann B. Davis. Is it Ann B. Davis?
No. Do you listen to this show? Because we've already had her this year.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I do, but you know what? I can't keep track of all the people's birthdays that have been on here. So it's not Eve Plum. What the fuck are these people's names?
I believe she's the real Christian-y one who, and I think
Marcia?
Possibly.
Should we go Christian? I didn't know that.
No, you know what? I'm completely wrong. That is the girl off of Facts of Life. Never mind.
That's the Lisa blonde. Welchel.
Yeah, she's the big Christian person.
Maureen McCormick?
You're Googling, aren't you?
How dare you imply that?
How dare I hear your keys typing.
How dare you give away secrets?
yes, Maureen McCormick is 56.
All right. Well, I didn't Google her birth date. I Googled the name. That should account for something.
I don't know. I don't think any Googling is allowed.
Fine, no. I'll bing it.
No Googling. Okay. I was going to, you know what? I'm going to see if you know this because this is a harder one, but I thought you might know this theme song.
Okay. It's one of the Lucy shows, I believe. I believe it's the second one, the Lucy show.
It is. See, that's why I picked this, because I thought if anyone would know an old theme song.
Right.
I had the standby ready in case you didn't know that one. So the standby would be this one.
Okay, well then it must be Lucille Ball.
That's correct. Yeah, everybody knows that one, so I wanted to pick a more obscure one. But it was Lucille Ball.
Right, because I didn't think it was Ann Southern, because you might have tripped me up with Ann Southern, because we've had that discussion before.
Yeah, well, I think she already had her birthday this year. So it was Lucille Ball, and she's dead, but I just had to do her anyway. That didn't
sound. God, did somebody call the Celebrity Death Line to let us know that she's dead?
That didn't sound right. I had to do her anyway. But so Lucille Ball would have been 101 young years old today.
And she's on the Smuckers commercial, and Willard Scott is wishing her a pretty happy birthday.
All right. This one, here's the next one. Baby,
if you ever wonder. It's WKRP in Cincinnati.
It is. Yes, it is.
And I really don't know a lot of the actors and actresses from that show. I mean, I know who they are on the show, but not their name. So it could be Lonnie Anderson. That's pretty much the only one I know.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes. I'm going to stop you there.
Fist pump.
So Lonnie Anderson is 66 years young today.
Oh, she's only 0.8 Morgan Freeman's.
Right. Exactly. So here is our last one for today. And let me just pull this over a little bit and see if I can get the right spot. And I wish you joy
and happiness. Oh, she's dead. It's Whitney Houston, of course.
Yes, it is Whitney Houston.
She's in heaven doing a line of cocaine off of Jesus's dick right now.
Yeah, so Whitney Houston she isn't, but she would have been 49 years young.
Too soon.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, too soon. So those were your birthdays.
How did I do?
You did good. You did good.
Yes, in your face, Brewer.
So Daniel Brewer is going to probably kill me, but this is not just his show, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm going to make another executive decision because you have, well, we've already passed your hard cut. But
well, I know. Well, I have a 10-minute, because my friends are supposed to be here at quarter after. So I have 10-minute leeway if you want to do anything more.
Well, I'm going to save contact. Just so everyone knows, I'm going to save contact until Daniel is here because most of them are for Daniel and I. So if you had celebrity death phone calls or contact for this week, we will do those when Daniel comes back. But I, just for Daniel, I will do this.
3, 2, 1. Contact is the secret, is the moment when everything happens. Contact is the answer, is the reason that everything happens. Contact.
Excellent.
Lasers.
The lasers, yeah. So anyway, we had a couple of contact things, but again, I'm going to save that for when Daniel Brewer is back. And I wish I'd have had some sound effects or something to put there, because I really had to put something in that pregnant pause. Oh. DI Plus is written and performed in something under Creative Commons. You can join us live every Sunday afternoon over at pride48.com. You can contact us at contact@dubiousintent.com, or you can leave us a voicemail at some number that you can find over at dubiousintent.com, because I don't really know it. So I want to thank Wes Stone for being with me today.
I believe I'm being thanked here. I'm reading your lips saying thank you, Wes Stone. So thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you. And again, so the chat room is saying, what was that? I'm saying that you can reach us at contact@dubiousintent.com. Happy birthday, Wes.
Thank you.
So,
and happy birthday to you if I don't talk to you directly before the 17th.
I will be younger than you. Say goodnight, Wes.
Goodnight, Wes.